Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I am in the middle of recording with Amanda, and I'm going to be offline for 2 hours. You have to text Nathan and coordinate the security code. Hi. The phone cut out right as you were saying sexy, which was amazing. Thank you. Go to the group chat with me and Nathan and tell him I'm available to receive the code. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, we're pretty girls.
Thank you. Please finish this task for me. Just call your employee and work with him so I don't have to.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
call my employee.
Okay, bye. Okay. Amanda's back on the podcast.
What's up, everyone?
When I post about my new fabulous ring that you made me,
it is beyond gorgeous. No, I'm also iced out today, too.
I wore all my Mandy stuff.
Yes.
We're iced out. You wear that. I mean, what's happening on your hand is crazy.
Yeah. I'm really in my diamond era right now. I think it's a good era to be in.
Well, you own a diamond company,
yes.
So it works
really. But I feel like lately I've been so much more into just making little cute things for myself and splurging on myself. Because I think as we get older, we want to buy things of more quality things.
Totally.
Like I'm like, I'm not going to Zara. I'm not doing any of that. So I'm like, my clothes got to be popping. And now I'm like, I just want jewelry I can wear 24/7. And then I'm like,
that's how I feel about.
Yeah. He had the most gorgeous, like solitaire studs that are so pretty.
Yeah, these studs are amazing. My mom like freaked out. I was like, these are going to be stolen from me so quickly. And this ring, which is a dream, because my engagement ring, I think there was a bunch of questions in my DMs recently about people being like, where's your engagement ring? And I was like, there must be some like internet chatter somewhere saying that like, I don't wait. They must have come up with some, they love to come up with stories.
Yeah, and like, so they must have wearing the engagement ring.
Yeah, so I was like, there must be like some story, because why would everybody ask about it? But I can't wear it every day because it was handmade by one of his best friends in Sicily, who makes really beautiful, very expensive costume jewelry that's not worn every day. And it's all 22 karat gold.
Yeah, 22 is really soft.
If I breathe on it too hard, so the diamond's already fallen out once and I have to send it to Sicily to get it fixed. So I pick and choose when I wear it.
Yeah.
I could wear every day.
I also think girlies are changing up like what is an engagement ring, what isn't. Like,
totally.
Whenever I make people stuff, like sometimes girls are like,
I
just want a band.
Band.
Also too, I'm like, I'm in my era where I'm trying to normalize all of us getting to wear quote unquote engagement rings. You know, like I just made myself a beautiful large stone ring and people keep being like, what is that? Like, what is that? I'm like, it's just.
Curry said the same thing. She's like, I want a ring and I don't need to like wait for someone.
I know. I'm like, it's a ring for me, from me to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm into that. I think everyone should have whatever diamonds they want.
I mean, we're pushing 40. So these are and we all work very hard. This sounds like a crazy conversation, but it's like we're about to be able to say when someone acts crazy, we're 40.
Yeah, we're 40 now.
But like, it's like these are things like Corey, I understand her being like, I deserve a beautiful piece of jewelry that yeah. I have purchased as like a, somebody who has had a wonderful career, great friends. Like it doesn't need to come from a partner.
Yeah, it doesn't need to come from a man. And also too, I think we're all in different phases of our lives. Like I don't even know if I'll ever get married again, but I really like wearing a ring. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck not?
I want you to get married again because, and I don't know.
Yeah, because my wedding number one was.
I almost sent like, you photos the other day and I was like, it's so rude.
No, it was
of me.
Like the greatest day ever. It was so fun. It was like the best party.
The best party. I remember being like, I am so fucked up. And it was 5 o'clock.
Oh my God.
And I was like, this has to go for 12 more hours.
Oh my God.
But like the dancing and the friendship and your outfit.
DJ Politic DJ. Shout
your
out.
Your mom?
Shout out Vegas. Yeah, my mom. Also, it was fun because no one had ever done a wedding before, so we had no context. So
I know, but you really set the wedding bar really high.
I know, I didn't know.
Everyone wore white before Solange,
mm-hmm.
which was really cool.
That was cool. Yeah, maybe I'll get to do another one.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I almost sent you photos the other day because I was like, fuck, that was such a fun wedding and it was us being so debaucherous. And I was like, I should send these to me. And I was like, I'm not going to send a fucking one of my good friends a photo of her wedding from her divorced husband. But I almost wanted to send it.
I feel like I do feel like healed from the situation. Yeah, I don't have animosity, so it's all
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I know. You're the most chilled divorce. Like, actually, I should give you extreme credit for this. Most people who I know have gone through a divorce, and as it should, it becomes such a part of their life. And all of us have to hear so much hate talk about the ex. And you have not led with that. You went straight into like freedom and fun. And you weren't negative. You didn't wallow.
I mean, I was sometimes, but I definitely tried not to be. And mainly for myself.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this ain't going to get me anywhere. I'm trying to move forward in a forward direction. Then once I started getting momentum, I was like, oh, wait, this is so fun and great.
You
like,
were able to
let's
do that
fucking go.
Quickly. And not that everyone should do that.
Yeah. We also didn't have kids.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a pretty chill, quick divorce.
It was
divorce.
Also a huge shock for all of us, too. Like, we had had the most fun night.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I know.
I yeah, took
I had
a lot of mushrooms.
And then a couple
so
days later, I was like, actually, I'm getting divorced. But yeah, I don't know. I think like just trying to keep a positive mental attitude has been the only way I've survived and then thrived.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Like, I think I look younger than I did when I was married. I feel better. I am generally happier. So it just kind of snowballs. Like once you start feeling good, yeah. you're just like, let's just keep going.
Well, it's the law of attraction.
And stop being so negative.
I don't necessarily suggest that for anyone, but you really have just been like a ray of sunshine through something
That's
that
so
can
sweet.
Become someone's whole personality.
Yeah. And it was interesting because like 3 months after
Rolf, I got a divorce, you would, if, even if it was 10
oh
years,
my, yeah.
the
oh
way
my God.
You would all be sick of me.
I know, but you guys have a child. You're more like ingrained, you know?
Yesterday I was like, his fucking stupid motorcycles are in the garage. And like, I like paid all this money for California Closets to like redo our garage,
yeah.
which was, my dad had this as like his, it was 40 years and 5 kids worth of fucking crap. And it was so exhausting cleaning it out. And I got California Closets. Like we had to like do plumbing and electrical and this whole thing to build like a beautiful laundry room and a gym and like all this storage and like a little mud room area. And then like in the pathway, like next to his little cute vintage car are these 2 huge motorcycles that make it so I can't just like walk to the laundry room or the like it's, there's such an obstruction and I didn't account for it when I like invested my time and money in the garage. And then he like moved them in and I was like, no.
Like, you gotta give him a little like hut.
He needs a hut.
Yeah, he needs a little man
so
hut.
So yesterday I was like, your fucking motorcycles are in the way and it's like raining and I need it, whatever. And I was like, I'm gonna fucking sell them while you're gone. And I said it really quickly, jokingly. And he was like, Pia, that's not even funny to joke about. I've been on a motorcycle since I was 5. Like, that's my freedom. And I was like, wait a second. I hate them so much. And it's not safe outside of that. And like, they take up so much room. I said, I'm gonna fucking sell them while you're gone. You're gonna come home, there's gonna be no motorcycles. And he was like, Pia. And he started panicking. He's like laughing, but he's panicking. He's like, you know, I go, what are you gonna do? Divorce me? What are you gonna do? Get a small apartment somewhere that you can afford and have the kids by yourself half the time? what are you going to do? Is that what you're going to do? How are you going to work and have two kids by yourself? And he was dying laughing.
I mean, but like also dying. Not know.
I go,
also
divorce is
know.
For super rich people, bro.
I know.
Like,
I
know.
Wait, this is so funny. Like, why?
It was really funny. But to give context, we joke about this because there's this little kid that we saw on TikTok. Not to cut you off, but I don't want people to think I'm psycho. We saw a little kid on TikTok whose parents were like, I'm going to take your iPad away. And the kid goes, oh, yeah? What are you going to do? Talk to me? You're going to play with me? You're going to spend the next 4 hours engaging with me? Like, threatens them. We were like, good point. So we were doing it that tone. He was laughing. But I straight up was like, no, we're stuck with each other. I was like, the apartment prices right now? What? You're going to get all your own furniture?
How? Yeah, you need like 2X. You need 2X what you already have. But also, like, I'm like, why are guys with motorcycles like so obsessed with motorcycles?
It's his, I don't know.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of people make New Year's resolutions to drink more water to stay healthier, but have you ever thought about upgrading the actual water that you're drinking? Having access to clean water is obviously a huge privilege, and I know many of us buy water filters so we could filter the water that comes out of our tap. But if you're like me and you've done some research, the unfortunate truth is that those water pitchers don't really do much to address the common contaminants that are found in your water. A lot of us are left using bottles of water, which we also know are filled with microplastics and so bad for the environment. It's just a whole thing, right? So you need a water filter that you can trust that's going to make your tap safe to drink. And that is why we love LifeStraw. LifeStraw Home is the kitchen upgrade you wish you made years ago. It's the only water pitcher that filters out over 30 contaminants, including bacteria, microplastics, and PFAS, and it makes your water taste way better. It's sleek, it's chic, it's a hand-blown glass. It looks like a chic piece of art that's providing you and your family with clean drinking water. It's perfect for your fridge or your countertop. Most importantly, LifeStraw fights for the planet and gives back. For every pitcher sold, a child in need receives 1 year of safe water, which has been over 9 million kids to date. Better filtration, better taste, better design. LifeStraw Home products can be found at LifeStraw.com and on Amazon.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We tried it all, and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411, and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, I need to segue. This is the perfect segue because I came today prepared with some fire dating tales. Now, these are now collecting a little bit of dust because I'm in like a loving, beautiful, healthy relationship. But I was just racking my brain and like this is the perfect
I'm so happy you're here, Lily. By the way, I brought up the ring because when I posted it, everyone was like, have her back on. And I didn't want to have you back on because you're in a loving relationship. And everyone, I've been like, she has a boyfriend now, but like, it doesn't erase the past. Like, we still have, you have some of the best. Okay, let's go.
I'm going to tell some funny tales. And also, I'm here to like drop some little jewels of wisdom of shit I've learned along the way. Okay, so this was kind of right before I met my boyfriend. This is tail end of like my hardcore dating journey.
Okay.
So my DMs are not popping for the record. Okay. Like no one goes into them and
Olivia
asks me anything.
Like
they're just not. Like everyone else's are, mine are not. However, I discovered that if I set up my iPhone while I played tennis and posted clips of that, that was like the honey that brought all the bees.
The body just bouncing, the skirt.
God. And also like my like forehand's really strong. So like, you know what I mean? I think guys like the force and the fuerte of it. So, okay, I posted this clip of me playing tennis and I get this, my request, DM requests, that's so many. So I start going through. So one guy writes and he's like, wow, great, great forehand. And I was like, thanks. And he was like, hey, sorry if it's weird, but we've actually matched and unmatched a bunch of times on dating apps.
So he's been watching you.
So I was like, okay, what's up? And then he was like, he was sweet. And he was like, you know, I'd love to take you to dinner. And I was like, you know what? Cool. Like,
yeah, great.
This is great. This is organic now. Yeah, you know, yeah, it's like now it's on Instagram, not on an app. So you go to dinner. He shows up. He's so cute. He is so attractive.
Where do you go to dinner?
Hillstone, duh. You know I love a Hillstone establishment for a first date. First date goes great. He's really, really attractive. I find out he's a lot older than I thought. He's in his 50s. He does not look like he's in his 50s. He's a former motorcycle racer, professional.
Hot.
And now he flips houses.
Also hot. Also being in your 50s is hot.
Great. So the day was great. One ginormous red flag. I was like, when was your last girlfriend? He goes, 2000. I was like, 2000. And he's 2000.
It was like 22 years ago.
Yeah, it was 22 years ago. Yeah. And I'm like he was like 2000 and I'm like 2001.
I feel like I'm still 22. Like,
red
that's
flag.
A whole life.
And then I was like, what did you do for 22 years? And he said he's been working. I was like, okay. I've been working too, but no worries. So that was date one. And then he leaves in his vintage Porsche. And I was like, wow.
Fire, what color
wow.
was it?
Wow. Green.
Uh-huh.
Gorge. Mm-hmm. So date two, he comes to my house on his Ducati, brings me a motorcycle helmet, makes a reservation at a cafe in Topanga, and we drive throughout Malibu on the bike. I was like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. That's like, when I approve of the motorcycle because it is really magical.
I was like, this is the best. This is so fun. And I even thought to myself, I was like, this doesn't go anywhere. Like, this is a fun.
No, you did that.
This is like
that
a
was
fun
a nice experience.
Thing that like girls shut their eyes and dream about, I guess. I don't know. Like, I've never, but
that's why dating is so good, is because you have those moments where you're like, I'm experiencing something.
Yeah, like, I would never do this with anyone else. This is cool. So then we're on the date, couple more red flags. He starts nitpicking about the carb to protein to fiber ratio. I'm like, bro, relax. It's a Chinese chicken salad at this shitty cafe in Topanga. You're going to be fine. Then he...
That's so unattractive.
He makes a... I think it was a joke, or I thought it was a joke, but it was not a joke, about women should be in the kitchen. And I think he was serious.
What was the context for that joke?
About the roles of men and women in a relationship. And he's like, women need to be in the kitchen and women need to be mothers. And I was like, oh God. But I was like, whatever, you're hot. And then I take off my jacket because it was getting like warmer. And he was like, you don't ever wear a bra. And I'm like, what does that mean? I had a Skims bodysuit on. And he's like,
you always wear a bra.
I'm like,
but also that's not your business.
That's what I said. And I said, well, I've never gotten a fucking complaint. So what's the problem? And he's like, I'm just making a comment. So I was like, this is kind of weird, but whatever. So we kiss. He drops me home. Date number three. Okay. So like I mentioned, he flips houses.
Okay.
And he flipped his own house. So I was like, okay, I want to go to, he's like, I'm going to invite you over to my house, whatever.
Where is it?
In Studio City.
Okay.
We get to the house, gorgeous from the outside. Go in. There's just stuff everywhere. There's food all over the kitchen. He knew I was coming. There's a couch in his bedroom wrapped in plastic. His bed is not made. And I go, how long has that couch been there? And he's like, 2 years?
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say months. I was saying no.
I thought weeks. 2 years. I go, what's the question? He goes, I don't know if I like it or not. I go, I think we're going to unwrap it, and I think we're going to keep it here. He had a drum set in his bedroom. So I was like, this is not good.
Toddlers have drum sets in their bedrooms.
So we go to dinner. We go to dinner, and we're talking, and then I mentioned casually, oh, there's a leak on my roof. And he's like, well, you know, I like work in construction. I can help you. I was like, okay, cool, no worries. Later that night, we finished dinner, and then he tells me, you know, now that we've gone on 3 dates, you're going to need to start paying your weight around here. And you're going to need to start bucking up and paying some bills around here. And, you know, I've now paid for 3 meals, and, you know, you're going to need to pay for the next one. And I just was like, that's why you've been single for 22 years. Like, what the fuck? That's so crazy and also so presumptuous. Like,
Why would you bring that up?
I don't know. And I was like so caught off guard that I was like, no worries. And then I like waited a little bit. And then I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, it's not a love connection, but thank you so much. I've had such a nice time getting to know you. He writes back, are you kidding? It's because I asked you to pay. Like, it's because I asked you to pay. I know it. And he goes, you're just another LA bitch that wants to get their bills paid. And I'm like,
Does he know how successful you are and how many homes you own?
I just wrote it
back. No, because you're cool. You don't talk about that.
And I wrote, and I was like, actually, I was like, you got me so twisted, motherfucker. Like, this is, I was like, this has nothing to do with any of this. I mean, I didn't pop off, but I was like, you're crazy. You told me I need to stay in the kitchen and wear a bra, and you're rude. And I, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I don't vibe with you. But I was like, it has nothing to do with that. And I would gladly pay, but this is so weird. So whatever. So then he writes me back and he goes, do you need your roof fixed? And you're, I'm like, we're no, done here. We're done. Like, we're fine. I'm like, no, we're fine. Thank you so much. Next morning. Okay, so that night I go out. I get a little crunk in the club. Come home. I'm like crispy. You know, I'm a little crispy. So I'm sleeping in and I just
ordered something from Jones.
I ordered something from like Chick-fil-A. Like, I'm sleeping and I just hear, I don't know if you hear it on the mic, but I hear a little.
How does he know where you live?
On my roof, because he picked me up for date two for the motorcycle. I hear little feet on my roof.
No. How come I don't know about this?
Feet. And at first I'm like, maybe it's a raccoon. But then they're thumping and they're stomping. And I come out and there is a man. At first I thought it was him. Thank God.
What house is this? Is this the one you used to live in? Palisades?
Yeah. There's a man on my roof and I walk out. I'm like, hello. And he's like, hi, Mr. Beep sent me here to look at your roof. And I said, hey, thanks. No worries. I was like, you can just send me the quote. And he goes, no, Mr. Beep has told me everything needs to be run through him. And I said, well, respectfully, get the fuck off my roof.
And I don't talk anymore.
I said, respectfully, get the fuck off my roof. So then I didn't text him or say anything. Then he starts texting me and he goes, my guy went to the roof. Here's the quote. And I wrote back, hey, you know, thank you so much for unsoliciting, like sending a guy to my home without asking me, but I'm fine. Thank you. And he goes, so did you get your roof fixed? And I just said, yeah, I got someone on the way. Then he starts badgering me for a PDF copy of the quote from whoever I used. Guess how many times he texted me and asked me for it? And guess what the length of time badgering me for this PDF?
What?
We got to 8 months. I was in like a full-blown committed relationship with a new boyfriend and I would get texts asking for this PDF.
You're like, I've moved into a new...
Like, I live in a new home. First of all, I live in a new home at this point.
That you like redid from top to bottom.
And I have like a whole ass new life. I think I even like had a new car. I think my hair color was different. I'm like, my life has moved on.
You did get a new car and a new house.
My love.
You're in a completely different era.
Yeah.
Did you have to block him or did he just stop?
Yeah, he got blocked. So we call that story the roofer. But it just reminded me because he loved one. Oh, wait. Guys, I forgot to say this is the best part. On the second date, when I went to his room with the couch and the drum kit, he put YouTube videos of him racing and he made me watch him racing motorcycles for like 30 minutes. Do you know how boring it is to watch someone race a motorcycle?
Yeah, it's fucking boring.
I'd actually rather watch like Miss Rachel for like 2 hours than watch 30 minutes of someone on a motorcycle.
No.
Anyways, unbelievable.
Do you have any mutuals on Instagram? Like, is anyone co-signing this person?
No.
Oh, he just found you from the app.
Yeah, and then... So, I mean, look, there's a shot in the dark with that rando DM. So I guess, ladies.
That's so many bad things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I got so deep.
It's also really weird that he wants you to wear a bra and be in the kitchen and pay for food.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's like, pick a thing. But you are really humble. And like, I can tell you clearly haven't told him like that you're like a self-made successful lady that like owns home. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, like, I think like my MO towards the end of dating was being more mysterious.
I know you did the whole mystery. Yeah. The
like,
whole mystery
just don't
thing.
Like, don't
yeah.
tell everyone everything. But also too, I was going to pay for date number four.
Just assuming that you
like
are a girl in LA. But what's funny is like, I never went through that era. Like, I know so many guys who like married the girl that was looking for the guy to like pay for things. Like, a guy has never paid for a flight for me. No, I've never been on a trip with a guy who he paid for everything.
Yeah.
Like, this was hard for Davide and I, when we were dating, I always offered to pay and he would get really humiliated because I would do it in front of people and like Italian people. And he'd be like, why are you embarrassing me that way? And I was like, no, I'm just letting you know that I'm offering. And he would get really humiliated. So, I mean, everyone is obviously incredibly different. But the fact that there are people like that, that exist, that talk to women like that, regardless of their MO, is fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I think that there is a way to communicate what you want in a relationship in Completely. A like loving and kind way, and demanding that and saying, I need to buck up. I will not be bucking up, sir. And get off my roof.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Support for today's episode comes from my favorite, Jenny Kane, which is perfect timing, honestly, because one of my resolutions this year was to finally find a uniform that I'm obsessed with. And I've been obsessed with Jenny Kane pretty much through and through. It's a classic California brand. Their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. It's minimalist, it's effortless, but totally refined. They have luxurious cashmere sweaters, iconic accessories, elevated versions of your everyday basics, great slip dresses, not to mention the most incredible home essentials, which I'm so lucky to have in my TV room. We cozy up to Jenny Kane furniture every single day in this house. Jenny Kane is just really here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. And this is 15% off their incredible pieces. We are talking the mohair boyfriend cardigan, which I've been wearing for years now. They have a great alpaca cocoon crew neck that I get compliments on every time I wear it. I always talk about how my mom steals my Jenny Kane sweaters. Plus, everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. I love to pair something like the half cable zip with everything from classic denim to a simple slip dress, so it looks super effortless. They also have fabulous shoes. So if you want to get 15% off your first order, just go to jennykane.com and use code BEST15 to get 15% off. That's 15% off your first order. Go to jennykeen.com, use code BEST15 to get 15% off. If there's one thing that my friends and I love on the weekend, and maybe sometimes during the week, that I am no longer allowed to do, but I'm counting down the days until I could do again, that's sip on an ice cold hard seltzer. So bubbly and refreshing. And I love that first sip. Oh my God. I miss it. But let's be real, the usual packs and flavors are super dull. It's not anything that I'm into. And that's why I love Truly. And Truly is shaking things up even more with their new party pack. Truly believes that life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and new party pack. Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone. Make it perfect for you and your friends with 4 fan favorites, including brand new raspberry. It's got a little something for everyone. So bring it to wine night, bring it to book club, bring it anywhere. With this new pack, there is nowhere you can't bring the party. Each flavor is super light, so refreshing, made with real fruit juice, with only 5% ABV, 100 calories. And this is why I love Truly so much. There's only 1 gram of sugar in each can. Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution. Unless your resolution is to have less fun. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Was it you? Who was it who had like a weird altercation with a guy over text message and there was the perfect response? Was this with him?
No, this was another guy, but we went on a date. It wasn't a vibe. And he insisted on driving me
home.
Did we
talk about this in the last podcast?
He insisted on driving me home to the Palisades. And then he sent me some bullshit text, fake dumping me.
Oh, yeah, he fake dumped me,
saying I live too far away. And it's because I told him I wasn't going to bang him. And then I just wrote back, yikes.
Oh, you wrote back, yikes.
Because what else am I going to say?
Yikes is a really good response.
Yikes is a really good one. I need to throw that back. And I mean, not that anyone's texting me, but just back in the rotation, even if like a friend is on yikes some fraudulent shit.
Yikes is the perfect, I put that on you, response.
Yikes is great. But yeah, I think, yeah, like being able, like talking about money and finances is obviously so awkward in a relationship, but if you can learn how to be clear with a person in a way that doesn't put them off, then I think that's like you're on the road to success.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it should just be a normal convo.
Yeah, I prepped for our talk today. Like, just thinking about like all the terrible and amazing dates that I went on, and also like my cute, sweet boyfriend that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, like what would I say are like the 3 biggest bits of wisdom that I've picked up? And I think like one of them, I mean, that kind of goes back to what we were just talking about, is first and foremost, providing a roadmap of how you want to be loved. So I think dating is a great time to get to know yourself.
And then, that's what I loved about dating, was getting to know myself.
Yeah. And then you come up with a list and then you give them the blueprint. You don't give them the blueprint maybe in front of other people, but you give it to them on the side.
Yeah.
Where you're like, hey, like for example, like instead of you buying me a purse, I would love if you bought me a plane ticket somewhere. Do you know what I mean? It's like the same allocation of funds, but it's just in a different place. Or like, hey, I love that you take my trash out and like cut down my boxes, but I actually would rather you like sit next to me and not be on your phone. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like people don't know.
Yeah.
People don't know. So you can get to know yourself and like know what's popping for you and like gets you feeling good and seen. Guys love that. Guys love to know the answer and not have to mind read.
Yeah, I agree. And I think a lot of people do, they want, so they like test people with the mind reading thing, but it's like not fair.
I do understand it's very unsexy to give someone the answer.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I just wish they're going to do this thing. It's like, well, you know what? They might not. And then you're going to be bummed.
Yeah. I do things I don't want to do all the time because Davide says that they mean a lot to him.
Of course. I agree. Like, I always want to do cute things to make my partner happy, even if they're not like my favorite things.
Yeah, totally.
So I feel like that's a good one. And then Another one that I'm obsessed with is negotiating the terms and conditions of your relationship. I think that...
You've done all these things.
Like now.
Yeah.
But not before. Like I did not do these things before.
No, but I'm saying you've done this in your current relationship. Yes. You're doing this in your current relationship.
Yes. And this is a really interesting one because I think when you have boyfriends or husbands or like, you know, and you go from one thing to the next, you kind of just stay in the same rhythm. But like totally. You're allowed to like switch things up. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to hang out as much as you did in your last relationship.
I like how you handle your current relationship.
Yeah, like we don't see each other all the time.
Yeah.
And like that's so cute and we miss each other.
Yep.
Like we get excited. Like mm-hmm. we're not annoyed with each other. So many people are like, when are you moving in? We're like, we're not.
Yeah. I liked how weren't someone who like met someone and got like love bombed and then disappeared.
For sure. I mean, there's so much love between us. I think like when people see us, they're like, oh, wow, you guys are really
very
affectionate. And like my boyfriend is so sweet
so
to me.
He's so proud to be with you.
And like that stuff's all amazing. But like we're just taking things at our own pace. And yeah, it's been really interesting where I'm like, wait, we don't have to do this stuff. Like, what do you want? What do I want? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes we literally like sit down and like negotiate.
Yeah, that's great.
What we want it to look like. Also unsexy.
But yeah, I went on like a triple date like a couple of weeks ago with like two other couples that have kids. And we were all, someone was like, what's your love language? And we were like guessing what it was for the other one and like making all these jokes about how like we do, like it was really funny because it was like a lot of, you know how like you'll get satirical about your relationship and like overamplify the truth to be like, she always says this, but she means that and da 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 da. But it was really actually interesting to see these who were so clear in their roles.
Mm-hmm.
And their it was like, it would clearly been like discussed and it was like, well, I do this because he does that and that really helps him with his career. And then like, this really helps me with my career. And then this really helps us with the kids. And this is how it was totally like these things had been, it was almost like we were discussing them at the table.
That's and so cool.
It was really mature.
Did like you and Davide talk about what your roles would be as parents before you had?
As parents, for sure.
You did?
We roadmapped. We would go every time we would leave a friend's house who has kids, we would spend the whole car ride home talking about what we liked and what we didn't like about how they would parent and what we would do. And that's what we mostly talked about every night with my mom at dinner too, was like, okay, here's the situation. Like she's acting like this. We're at a really fun party. All of our friends are there.
Yeah, like, what do you do?
We said, if you keep acting like this, we're going to leave. And you see parents say that. It's empty threats.
My mom took my ass home.
Davide says, we have to take her home.
Time. And mm-hmm. she
and I was
always,
like, what if I'm having fun? I stay? He said, no, we're a team.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. My mom said that. She goes, I literally took your brat ass home. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, what if you wanted to stay? She's like, it didn't matter
because parenting's more important.
Because then you acted right. She's like, mm-hmm. I had to do it maybe a couple times and then you got the point.
My mom grabbed my arm and pulled me out of like a social family event one time because I snapped at her in front of people. I don't know why I did it. I remember being like, why did I say that? Like, I love my mom.
I don't know. You have unregulated emotions.
And grabbed my arm so painfully, like her long cheek nails, and pulled me outside. And she got vulnerable and real. And she said, you just embarrassed me in front of people that we need on our fucking team. And you made us look weak. And that's not cool. She's like, you and I love each other and you made it look like we don't. And so we don't act like that. She said, don't ever fucking talk to me like that again. It's not like if you do that one more time, it's like, you don't talk to me like that. And I went,
oh my God.
I remember it and I never did it again because it was just like, she like got a little vulnerable to help me understand it wasn't like you just listen to my words. There was like reason. And it's true. It's like my dad had an ex-wife who would be at fucking stuff and it was fucking awkward sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they just wanted me to be a brat. Like they wanted to be able to say the new wife has a bratty daughter.
Yeah.
I acted like a brat in front of my fucking dad's ex-wife who was just like always in the corner staring at us. And she was like, why would you do that in front of her? Like, you know that she's mean to me.
Yeah, that's so fair. That's so fair.
And so it humanized her, but then she mm-hmm. was like, you will not. But anyway, getting back to like the relationship stuff, it's like, when I think about the beginning of our relationship and how we are now, like, it was the fucking opposite. Like, we were, like, not clicking. He would talk to me in a way in front of people that I was like, whoa. And he didn't like the way that I acted in front of people. Like, yeah. We just, like, grew, like, molded into each other very well. And now we have, like, such insane synergy, like, where we are in our lives right now. But, you know, like, I don't look at everything as the beginning of, this is sad, but like, I view everything like, remember the beginning of Blow, when like Johnny Depp is like, I made enough money, I'm getting out of the business, I have my wife, like I have my, did he have a kid with her before she got cancer? I can't remember, but he bought the house, he told his parents, he was like, my life, this is it. Like my, and that wasn't it. His life spiraled into the fucking complete shit show.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, don't ever think that where you are in your life is going to be it, because you could have the Blow situation where like,
I mean, it'll happens. Never be it. It'll always change, but hopefully you can like keep that shit on the rails for sure.
And not become like a cocaine addicted drug dealer.
Okay. This is my last thing. This kind of applies to early dating, but it can also apply to friendships too. It's if you act with integrity, you'll have nothing to question. Mm. And this was something I would think about a lot. Like when I was getting ghosted, where I would be like, you know, why did I get ghosted? Why didn't they call me back? Why don't they like me? Or even dating someone and then the person being like, I don't want to date you. And you know, you can really spiral pretty deep down a hole. Yeah. With like, why? It doesn't matter. It's not up to you. It's up to them. And they've decided they either don't want to date you, they don't want to call you back, they don't want to be your friend.
Yeah.
If you feel like you didn't embarrass yourself, you didn't say anything out of pocket, and you were like, you know what? I liked who I was. If you're cool with that, then you got to keep it moving. You know what I mean?
People want answers. But you're
not going to get them, and no. It's not going to help, because it doesn't actually even matter if you get an answer.
No, it doesn't. No, people think they're going to have closure cool with the
you,
answer.
And you feel like I'm good and I act with integrity, then you're fine. Then they're not for you. And I mean that with friendships too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes like you can feel girls like pulling away, not replying to you fast. And you're kind of like, all right, I know what's going on, but that's okay.
Yeah. Because if you are like, I didn't do anything.
If you're like, I cannot think of one thing that I did, then back up.
Yeah.
If you can think of some things, maybe you start shooting out a couple apologies for whatever you did.
I'm thinking maybe I did this. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to hear a funny dating story of mine that I remembered the other day?
Yes. Love
I told this.
This
Dominic does not want to hear anything about exes. I love to talk about his and like his experiences and like how many people he slept with, or like, did you ever encounter this?
I asked Jason like every couple days. I'll be like, tell me about your ex-girlfriend, or like, I think it's fun. I want to know,
because it's part of your life.
It's fun.
You know, Dominic was also really famous on Big Brother.
I always forget that.
And he just told me about it in Sicily, because it was so something that he did to get out of like poverty, and he used it to get an amazing job in Milan and work at Suit Supply. Like, he really trudged and worked, and like, he had an agent, was going to be famous, and he was like, I don't want to be famous. And so I think people a lot of time are like, why doesn't he ever talk about this? But it's because it's not at all what he wanted to be known for.
Yeah.
Like, he gave it all up. Like, the people that were on his season like became actors and are making like, so, and he used to get like paid like so much money to like go to show up to clubs and do appearances. Like, he was like a thing, and he never talks about it because he's like, it's not how I identify myself at all. But we finally talked about it driving from like one from the east side of Sicily to the west side of Sicily last summer. We were there.
It's so fun.
We're like, we're just so good at on a road trip, you know? And I was like, can we fucking talk? And he told me like the whole story, and like how he had like the girls that he had dated on the show, and how he dated one girl, and then like, but then he didn't feel anything for her, so they like slept together, but then like nothing happened, and then it turned everyone against him, but then he started dating this other girl. And they bring people on the show that they know that the people will like to just fuck. It's the psycho, like the way that the show, I need to get him to talk about
being a producer on that.
It's so much psychological warfare, because they do deep dives on your personality with multiple therapists. So they know like who you're, like what your human design is, and then they fuck with it for TV. And by the way, you're in a house for 6 months with no windows and you don't go outside, and they give you an allowance every week for like food. So like by the end, he was like, I ran the allowance. I did the girl, like I did the food. Like, I planned our meals. Like, I had my girlfriend. Like, they left like engaged, basically. It was like with this girl.
Wow.
But it took me so long. It took me a child and marriage for him to talk about it. And I can't just, I'm not going to watch it because it's weird. And it's all in Italian, so I can't also understand it. But I always want to know about things. And I never tell him anything about my stuff because he's like, I wish I met you when you were in high school. And like, you had never had to date anybody. But we drove by the comedy store and I was like, I got to tell you this story. Like, I was living in New York at the time and I don't know how, but I got in I was like on text with like a really famous comedian who I think he's been canceled since actually, but he was really famous at the time and like mm-hmm. about to like come out with like a TV show. And he's funny looking, but also so hot. He was like, that's my kind of type. I don't know. He was like, it like had this like really cool face that was like
Uggo hot.
Yeah.
You're like, you're kind of Uggs,
no,
but like,
he wasn't ugly. Like he just had these like really pronounced features that were really exaggerated when he like told jokes. And I just like loved that. He was like so animated.
Yeah.
Because I think some girls like, I don't think he's that cute. But I was like, you know, when someone, the way someone carries themselves and like the jokes he tells. And I was like, oh my God, I love this guy. And so we, so many flirty texts. And we are at like the beginning of Instagram at this time. This is when I first started working at Reformation. So this is, I mean, this is a million years ago. And I come out to LA and we're like all excited to see each other. Yeah. And he's like, okay, you'll come by the comedy store and you can bring a friend if you want to come by yourself and then we'll go out afterwards. And he's like, I made a reservation for us. And I'm like, oh my God, amazing. So I'm like, come in. And he's like, hey, we're like meeting for the first time. He like has a table set up right in the front. He's like telling jokes and like kind of looking at me. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so hot. Like all these people are here to see him. Like we're going on a date afterwards. And so he finishes his set, he comes out to the side and he was like, go get a drink and wait for me and I will come grab you. And I was like, okay. And then I see him run to his car and take off as fast as possible. And I never heard from him again.
No. What?
And I was like, am I that ugly? Like,
but you had met him, right?
No, it was our first time meeting. It was just Instagram photos.
Oh my God.
Sorry, because I was in New York at the time. So it was like long distance, like chit-chatty.
See, that's...
And I was like peak young peepee, like designing naked clothes for Reformation.
But
like,
also like, I mean, you've...
Crop tops
always,
and like...
You've always, regardless. You've always been beautiful, but I feel like I knew you then. Like you were like...
I was
you're
like...
the hottest.
I was just... There was like... I was in my like... I'm barely wearing clothes. Like I had those like little pre-boob job boobs that were like my 70s cokey boobs where I would like never wear a bra. Like my nipples were always showing. I was like, I had the perfect not too sexy, but sexy out. You know, I had like a backless ref dress that we had designed. It was like the perfect
That's so offensive. What?
I don't just say who it is? It was Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, no, I was like,
it was Chris D'Elia. He had that show with Whitney, and it was like a big deal.
And he did get canceled.
He got canceled for being like a total dick,
and he's
right?
He's got those exaggerated eyes.
Yeah, he has like this crazy, like kind of evil.
Damn, that sucks. I mean, also, that's kind of one of those things. There's like nothing to even like say in that moment. It's like,
again.
I don't know. That sucks.
And I don't remember what I did with my night, but you know, I'd like, it's not like Pasadena is so far, but it was like a 30-minute drive.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm like,
you
out.
To keep drinking.
Yeah, and I was like, I clearly pivoted and like hit up someone and like went out. But I was like in such a state of, I've just never, like I can still see so clearly he had a black Mercedes sedan. And I think he'd either parked there for easy escape or I'd had it like pulled up, but he like ran into this car and he was driving away looking to see if I was looking. And we like locked eyes as he's like down Sunset.
That's insane.
And all my girlfriends knew I was going on this date. And so they were like, how's it going? How's it going? And I was like, he didn't.
He's gone. He's gone. He's gone.
I also hooked up with a very famous celebrity one time who I will not name. And this was when like hair extensions just came out and I had always had like my little like individuals.
Little clippies.
No, I had individuals.
Oh.
And I woke up the next morning.
Everyone on Love Island has them.
I don't
you
watch Love Island.
Them. It's crazy. I'm like, girls, can we cover them?
I had
them
really smart. They were all strategically like you couldn't see them when they were up.
But
like,
all these girls do these half up, half down looks with all,
I know you
all
can see
the
all,
little
I know,
things. I'm
crazy.
Like, okay, I digress.
This was like a really, really famous actor who now is not doing stuff anymore, but like at the time it was like such a big deal.
I think I know who it is.
And he was like, your hair's on the ground the next morning. like pointed to like an extension and he was like, I think you dropped like your hair. And I was just like,
yep, it's mine.
It's so awkward.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
He was like kind of like he looked at it and he was like, what? And then he was like, I think you're.
But what's worse? Let me ask you this. Okay, let's do a this or that. What's worse? What? Is it worse to have one tiny hair extension on the ground?
What? Or?
Or one of your, like a press-on nail. You know how everyone does press-ons? On the ground, like next to the bed. Actually, no. Three press-on nails or one hair extension. What is worse? Because there's something about press-on nails that is like very scary.
I think the nails are worse.
I think it's worse.
Because your hands are intimate things. Yeah.
And then to look at them and have a couple missing. Like that's more jarring. Oh. That's more jarring. Like I think you can be fine if you're missing a hair extension, but yeah. I went to a Halloween party and I woke up in the morning and there was all these press-on nails like strewn throughout the house. And I'm like, this is like scary.
I had a family member, which will remain nameless, like a young girl in my family. Changed Carmela's diaper and the next day there was a nail on the changing table.
I sent
the photo to like her mom and I was like, you maybe want to tell blank that like her nail glue is not strong enough or something. Or I was like, can we get her like a real gel manicure?
The press
she was so young that I did press-ons for so long before I was allowed to spend money on like a real manicure.
So many people do them because I think like Olive and June makes really cute ones.
So does Cindy of Something House. Oh my God.
I don't know. I mean,
Chill House in New York.
I'm a gel mani girl and I like my beautiful.
I drive an hour to get my nails done.
Yeah. So I don't do that, but.
Oh my God.
That's so...
I'm pregnant and married, so I can't. We could do really raunchy this or that with bodily fluids, but I'm going to let that go.
Let's do one.
Okay, you go first.
Okay.
We'll do one, but
okay,
you,
we'll do
you,
one.
You do the bodily comparison.
Oh God.
You name your embarrassing thing and I'll name my embarrassing thing.
Okay, I guess what's like would make the hair stand up on your neck more? A tongue inside your ear, like in the cavity, or a tongue between your toes?
Ear. I like some toe action.
Yeah, I do too. I kind of like both. But I think my hair stand up more with the feet.
A mouth
on your foot, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Well, I just think like Davide used to get really down with my feet when we were like young and horny and all we did was have sex. Like, and I would just be like, I've been wearing my shoes all day.
I can definitely see Davide like being like, oh, mi amor, and like kissing your toes.
The sex we used to have was so tight, dude. I mean, now it's more in. Now we yes. just like it's still amazing, but now it's sweet. Like I'll be like, hit me, and he's like, I love you, and I'm like, no,
just a little.
He's gonna get so mad at me for talking. We used to have wild. When I would go to New York and like stay with him, it was wild.
I really hope that my sex life continues at the pace it is for a long time. I'm trying to be more cognizant of that and like making sure it stays like this for a long time.
Your sex life sounds so cool. Should we tell everybody about what we did to a male friend of ours at dinner the other night?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
It's so weird. I don't know why like, we all got so
we
weird.
We mildly salted our friend. But he liked it.
This is a friend of ours who's very physical. Like he like saw I was pregnant, like bent down and kissed my belly and touched me. Like this is a friend of ours who we know is like.
Yeah, we saw him at dinner, but I guess I just forgot how like
But our group chat about it was really funny, which was like, you were like, we're going to climb him like a redwood.
Yeah. We were acting like cougars at like a Magic Mike show. We were gripping on him being like, oh my God. We're like, let me feel your arm.
Yeah, there was like four of us at dinner. He walked by. We were all like, hey. And then I started. I was like, damn. Because he's like really open about his workouts on Instagram. And I'll always be like, I want to do that. Like. Postpartum, you know, whatever. He's like, come train. Yeah, I'm not gonna go fucking train with him and his like boot camp people.
No, but I no
like
way.
He walked up and I was like, damn. And I like grabbed his arm and his like side, and then he went over to you and you like poked him because you didn't know him very well. And then like as he walked from me to you, I grabbed his butt, actually.
I grabbed his arm, then I grabbed his waist.
Yeah, you grabbed his waist, and then Alex did something uncomfortably, and then Curry was like, what's going on? Like it was the funniest. And then we were all like,
No one even like spoke about it. We all just started doing it. Like, do you know what I mean?
We all started doing it.
He started walking around the table and we all were grabbing.
And he was loving it. He kept coming back to the table.
I mean, it's pretty crazy to see like a man of that size. I'll say that. That's not normal.
He's so tall. And then he had the army pants on with like a white tee. So he just looked like he'd been like.
He looked like he was about to like rip them off. And then and like Genuine was about to go through the speakers 100p. Do you know what I mean? Like in a good way, though.
It was so.
That was really funny.
Funny. It was like this quick.
And then we did not talk about it until the next day. No one said anything. We just kept moving on with our dinner.
I love that. I wanted to rename that group chat three drink dinner.
Oh, yeah. Exactly what it is. We had a 4.5 hour dinner.
Yeah, because we had to get that early res at Chateau because it was Grammy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to be there for peak celeb time. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
And then I got in trouble because we had a celeb sighting Kanye, and then I couldn't see. I was like, where is he? Where is he? And everyone was like, you're being so obvious. I'm like, he doesn't care. Like, he likes it.
Chateau's wild because it was like the whole GQ men's team was like in one area. And then there was like Power Gaze. And then there was like an incredible, like powerful dad and his son next to us. Did you catch that? Did you see that like gorgeous son? He was like perfectly kind of in your, who like just came to have like a normal dinner. But I'm like,
I did.
I was like, it's not normal for like an 8-year-old to eat dinner here on a Friday.
There was a lot of youngins there, but
and then Kanye, Chris Rock.
Chateau is back.
Better than ever.
Back.
The amount of paparazzi and like all those weird, I don't know, for anyone who doesn't live in Hollywood, like there's these groups of people. It's almost like they're paid, but they're not. But it's like you forget that we live in Hollywood and there are people that are still obsessed with celebrity. And they like wait outside of places where they know famous people are going to be to get autographs.
That's insane. And who cares?
And they're all, and you hear them talk to the valet people. They'll be like, so what's the food like in there? Like, yeah, I'll make a reservation. And it's like, you're out here with a fucking photo.
Like a calendar of Kanye you wanted to sign.
And like, and then like all the the young hot kids. Did you see that punk rock couples?
What,
Freedom Spikes?
I saw all these youngins walk in pajamas. They like Snoopy.
I don't know why they dress
Snoopy
like that.
Flannel
so
pants
stupid.
On, and I was like, I bet you they're really successful.
Yeah, well, totally.
Like, I bet you they make millions of dollars on TikTok, and I don't.
My mom
know
was like, "How was dinner?" And I was like, Chateau is popping. And then it's like, I feel so weird being pregnant in places, even though I'm such like a party pregnant gal. But like, part of me always wants to be like, enter a room and be like, I know, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry.
You so don't, like, you like, don't need to.
Like, keep doing your drugs. Like, everything's, get your cigarettes, go outside. Like, I'll be here. It's all good.
Yeah. No, you're the best. Like, I feel like you can hang.
Oh. Well, thank you for coming on the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Outside of all your jewelry brands, which you should plug right now.
Yeah,
like, I'll plug it. Where can people find you?
At LoveAJ, LUVAJ on Instagram, loveaj.com, and then newly LoveAJ Jewels on TikTok.
I'm going to plug your sister.
Yeah.
Sweet Laurel.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Laurel Bakery. My sister is co-founder of Sweet Laurel Bakery with Laurel. It's gluten-free, grain-free, refined sugar-free. Incredible baked goods and treats. They have their flagship store in Pacific Palisades. They're also available in Whole Foods and Sprouts. They have like boxed pancakes. Oh,
do you want to know what I'm doing right now?
What?
So I buy the almond flour chocolate chip cookies, the raw ones, but because there's no eggs in them, I put them in a cute jar in my fridge and I eat them raw. I have about 2 every night after dinner with my tea.
Delicious.
Because I'm obsessed with cookie dough.
Me too.
I was like, I'm going to make cookie dough, but I was like, oh, the raw egg is like pretty scary if it's like been sitting there for days, especially when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to have raw egg at all.
Yeah.
And so I have been, and your sister emailed me the other day about maybe doing like an olive oil cake thing. And I wrote back and I was like, I'm literally shoveling your cookie dough that is meant to be baked, but they're what's great about Sweet Laurel is they're like little round cookies that you just have to take them out and put them in the oven for like 12 fucking minutes and you have a perfect cookie.
But like the taste their chocolate chip cookies,
it's crazy.
It doesn't taste like a normal chocolate chip cookie at all, but I mean this in a good way. They taste almost like they're not super sweet. I'm obsessed. I could eat 5 of them.
Yeah, I have to put myself on it because I was like, it gets like, I think about them when they're not around. And so I have to put myself on like
that's how I was with the Skinny Confidential DEUX collab. It was like red velvet
that
cake,
one was really good.
And it's gone, and I'm that was like that was my crap.
Have you had the Levant cookies from Larchmont?
No.
No. Amanda?
Okay.
They're divisive because they're raw in the middle a little bit.
I like that.
Okay. It is a chunk fucking cookie. Their classic is chocolate chip with walnut.
Okay.
It's thick, thick, thickety thick fucking chonker. Like,
I love a chonk.
So, and I took.
We should make a cookie called chocolate chip.
Yeah, let's do a collab with your sister. Yeah, yeah.
So you should just do it. Yeah, you should make your collab called chocolate chip.
I literally, I went to Wilmot for lunch and I was late and his kid, and I said, whatever. I ended up having like lunch by myself with Carmelo on Larchmont. And he was like, and it, where I had lunch was right. And I go, that's that like cookie place from TikTok, huh? He goes, they're the best. He goes, but not a lot of people like them. He goes, my wife doesn't like them. Like, I love them. And so I like waited in the little line with Carmela, which wasn't very long. And we sat outside and shared. And I was like, let's share this. And like handed her half. And I was like, bitch, give me the other fucking, give me the rest of that cookie.
Okay, let add it to list.
Yeah. Love that. All right. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.